classroom, but those guys have to listen to me. You guys don't. So it's a little different. So without further ado, I want to talk about some of the things that we see as young people and older people. And I'm not going to throw 1,000 scriptures at you guys, because I assume everybody in here can read, right? I have a few, but I'm not going to just barrage you guys with scriptures. We're talking about choices this morning and the things that we do and how they affect us later on down the line. It was funny, I was listening. One of the famous people that was mentioned this morning was Steve McNair. What happened to Steve McNair? No. He didn't just die. He was killed. He got shot. What choice did he make to end him in that position? He stepped out on his wife, didn't he? And messed with a crazy woman, didn't he? That was his choice, wasn't it? Do you feel sorry for him? I'm sorry that a soul was lost. But think about it. That was his choice. Now think about it. This guy was riding high. You know, he had restaurants, millions of dollars, had a beautiful wife and family. But he decided, hey, I'm going to make a different choice. And it cost him his life, didn't it? Yes. Anybody remember Tiger Woods? Yes. Remember Tiger Woods. You guys remember before the fall, Tiger Woods was always in the news, the top of the community. It's like, man, that guy right there, he's this, that, and the other. Now look at Tiger Woods. Choices he made. Now, I'm gonna bring it down a level so some of the younger people can feel me. Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Drake, Webby, Boosie, who's more? Corey Guns, you guys know him, J. Cole, and all those. Yeah, I'm not that old, I understand, but some of the choices they're making, are they any different than Steve McNair? Are they any different than Tiger Woods? Now, what are they choosing to do to our generation? Now, think about it. They're choosing to make money, right? Yeah. Are they choosing godly ways? No. Not at all. Now, just because you have money, does that mean that all of a sudden you're going to be God's best friend? No. Let's put some scripture behind that. Anybody know who King Solomon was? Nobody knows who King Solomon was? King Solomon was the richest, wisest man in the land. I mean, we don't hear about anybody attaining to the level of wisdom or money that this guy had. And he was, at one time, God's right-hand man. Anybody tell me what ended up happening to Solomon? Now, come on. Hold on. I hear silence. Now, I pulled up something on purpose because I know that these people in here are Bible-reading Christians and stuff. And these kids, you know, forget Lil Wayne. They love the Bible. Anybody tell me some of the lyrics from, what's Lil Wayne's song, 6 foot, 7 foot? You guys know it. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead. There you go. All right. So a lot of times I hear people say, I don't understand what the Bible says. I don't understand what the Bible says. You guys know that's a choice, right? That's a choice. Can anybody tell me some of Lil Wayne's lyrics? And for my older people, the guy's really smart. The guy's very, very intelligent. Don't be fooled by the tattoos and all the piercings. That's all part of his business plan. So I make this point to say, okay, I was looking through some of his stuff. On one of his verses, this guy says, black and white diamonds forget segregation. You guys know the real words. Black and white diamonds forget segregation. You got to be pretty smart to catch what he's saying. What is segregation? Back in the 60s, civil rights and stuff, segregation was to keep the black people away from the white people, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy's like, black and white diamonds forget segregation. I'm going to wear both of them. He's using those mind games. Now, if you guys, being younger, can figure that stuff out, I know you can figure out this Bible stuff. Let's go down. Let's go down. So I don't want the excuse. If I'm not buying it, you know God's not buying it. It's your choice to say, hey, God, I didn't have the chance to look up your verse, but I looked up Lil Wayne's verse. Let's keep on going. Let's see. I was impressed. Let's see. You can't say too many of this stuff, because, you know, some of this stuff's kind of crazy. All right. Okay. He says, I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it, and my glasses on, but most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. So he's saying that I can see the truth, although it's dark and dimly lit. You guys need a flash to be able to see the truth. I call it like I see it, and I even have glasses on. Once again, that guy gets so deep, you have to really look through his lyrics, but you guys know it. Know it in your hearts. And go, I know what he's talking about. That's Wayne. Let's flip over to some Bible. Anybody lost yet? I didn't think so. All right. Let's go over to Philippians 4, verse 12. Now, I'm going to start out in the old King James Version. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Does anybody in here speak 15th century English? I don't either. So, we got to use a little footwork to go and find out what this thing really means. And you know why that's important? You got to make the choice, say, you know what, this is important enough to me to find out what God's talking about. So let me pull it in a newer version so I can break it down to y'all. Paul was saying, I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I found a recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Paul's saying, you know what? I've made a choice to be happy no matter what state I'm in, whether I have a lot of money, whether I'm poor. I know God has me. So I took a little effort, a little research to find out what he's talking about. But you know what? God can appreciate that choice. When I choose to push God to the side, I'm like, I'm just not ready for all that. It has consequences. It has dire consequences. Oh, so once again, that guy was talking about Solomon, smartest guy in the land, you know. Solomon liked women. Any of my older brothers know that story? How many women did Solomon end up with? 1,000. 1,000. A lot of women. Not like Lil Wayne sleeping with 1,000. He had 1,000 in his house. This guy had money. He was the man. He took care of 1,000 women. That was ridiculous. And he had been warned, like, that's a bad choice. That's a bad choice. You don't need to mess with these different women. You need to keep yourself focused. So what ended up happening? Well, all the women Solomon messed with, they were all from different places. And they all had different things they worshiped and followed. Guess what happened to Solomon? He fell away. He followed them. It was his choice. He's like, you know what? God, I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyways. And what happened? He fell away. Now, the smartest, most wisest guy besides Christ can fall away. What does that mean for us? How many of you guys in the morning make the choice to pray? A few. How many people in here make the choice to listen to your favorite singer at least once a day? See that proportion, that don't match up. I saw more hands to choose to listen to their favorite singer than pray. Anybody seen Beyonce's new video with the party song? Isn't that interesting video? Does anybody remember when Beyonce first came out, the no, 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 no song? She chose to take her image from being a good girl that keeps herself to being a girl that's open. That was her choice. What is it going to net her in the end? All of our choices have consequences. Anybody remember the story of Adam and Eve? What did Eve decide? That piece of fruit was good. She's like, you know what? I got to have that. All right, bad choice. What did Adam decide? Eve, you're right. All right. So then what did they decide together when God came looking for them? They decided to hide and run. So that's three bad choices in a row. Three strikes you out. And what happened? They got kicked out, didn't they? They choices. So for us as young people, I know you guys listen to these old stories and like, how does this stuff applicable? This stuff makes a difference in our lives. Every day you choose to ignore God and do something else, God's sitting there like, okay, all right, I'm going to be patient with you. But sometimes that patience runs out. Sometimes you end up like Steve McNair. You might not get shot, but sometimes you end up out there. There's a lot of young people that Bill and I used to know at Ramsey Street who would be faithful and who would come and they would, you know, participate in the youth days and stuff. But over time, they chose to stray away from the church. Because a lot of you guys are here because your parents, am I right? I don't see too many people who have cars here because you guys are kind of young. Same thing at Ramsey. A lot of kids were coming because of their parents. They hadn't made the choice that, you know what, I'm going to follow God no matter what. Because you know what, following God is hard. Now correct me if I'm wrong, and you guys at school nowadays, is God popular? No, not at all. Now remember, for us older generation, and I'm not that much older than you guys, but I'm older. The older generation, Everybody believed in God. Yo, that was a standard. Am I wrong? It's pretty much, you know everybody believes in God. Everybody might be in different churches, but everybody kind of believed in God in some kind of shape, form, or fashion. For your generation, it's not there. It's not like that anymore. So what do the people get to see? When they think about Christianity, who do they get to see? You. So when you choose to go to the lunchroom table and talk about that girl who couldn't afford the same kind of clothes you could afford, what are you doing for Christianity? What are you doing for Christ? You're choosing to hang him on that cross again. You're choosing to take that spear and stab it in the side. your choice. You think God's going to be happy with that? Like, oh, that's all right. You know, I know when Bill, when he gets around his friends, yeah, I know, he doesn't got to worry about me. He can be himself. No. And if you've done that, you can repent. You can change. You can be like, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. Anybody know the story between Paul and Peter? What? Back in Acts. Okay, you guys know who Peter was, right? One of the disciples, right? So Peter was cool. You know, he used to be, you know, one of the Hebrew guys. Them were his folks. So Peter hanging out with his Hebrew friends. You know, and he's hanging out with the Gentiles. Anybody know what a Gentile is? Gentiles were the people who weren't God's people. So before all of Peter's Hebrew friends would come in, Peter would hang out with the Gentiles. Like, yeah, you guys are my friends. We were buddies, man, friends to the end. But when his old crew came in, Peter's like, oh, anybody know the story? Paul confronted him in front of everybody. Paul embarrassed that man. Paul was like, what are you doing, man? We're supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. But at that moment, Peter made a bad choice. And it cost him a lot of respect. Because think about it. Paul came and corrected them. So in front of all the people Peter thought he was buddy-buddy with and cool with, he got showed up. He got fronted on in front of everybody. Paul made him like a little kid in front of everybody because of his choice. And I bet he lost a lot of respect after that. It's kind of hard to go and teach people after everybody knows that, you kind of wishy-washy. So it cost him that one choice because he wanted to be cool with his buddies. So for you guys in school, fellas, it's cool to talk about how many girls you mess around with, isn't it? Isn't it? Girl, you be honest, I know what you guys talk about. It's cool to be like, man, yeah, I'm going to get with old girl tonight. I'm going to see if I can touch on out. It's cool. Ladies, same thing. I know it's not like it was back in the old days. Ladies, girls, same thing. Like, I want him to kiss me behind the lockers, and he's going to be my boyfriend, and so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Those are choices you're making. Now, what do those choices do for you later on? Make it hard. But what happens when you do find that right person? You got to answer for all that stuff. You got to put your head down like, well, I'm going to use my fiance. She don't like when I pick on her. She hasn't been with a man ever. Ladies, you can do it. She's a virgin. And you know, give her a hand. And I'll say, it was an interesting conversation when she asked me about my past. And I was like, man, I made some bad choices. And I thought about all the times back in the day when I was cool with my friends, like, yeah, ha, 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 ha. And I thought about it like, wow, nah, I could have made the right choice. Now I'm here with a person who has made the right choice. It hurt me. I was like, stupid. Why? What was I thinking about? The same thing that Adam and Eve probably thought after they ate that fruit and got kicked out of the garden, like, what were we thinking? Because at one time, they didn't have to work. They didn't have to do anything but tend to the garden, have fun, enjoy the Lord, love each other. After all this stuff happened, what they have to do? They had to start working. The pain of childbirth. All kinds of bad things, death, all kinds of things started happening. It was like, you know what, you have it good at one time. And although your curiosity is getting peaked, like, you know, your friends like, hey, man, you want to try this little joint or this blunt? You want to take this drink? To be able to go through life and be like, you know what, I haven't done any of that stuff. When you get older, you realize that, man, none of that stuff was worth it. A lot of the older brothers here, I know I'm not the only one, we live some interesting lives. But now, all those choices that we made, I don't miss any of them. I regret every single one of them. Am I right, brothers? You look back, it's like, all that stuff was foolish. I remember some of the worst days ever was when I was on the football team. It was like a whole new world. I know some football players, it was like, wow, the levels of depravity, the crazy things we got into because you wanted to be a part of the team. But you know what? There was always that one or two guys on the team who didn't do any of that stuff. They were just good athletes. Instead of being just a good athlete, it's like, you know what, I got to be a cool, good athlete. Once again, none of those guys are around anymore. So we went through all that stuff for nothing. The choices we made to impress people that are no longer around. So now, what about God? What about God? How long will God hang around? Till you die. And then after you die, he's still going to be there. So the choices you've made, you have to answer for. Young kids, when you're in school, you guys are getting your assignments. I teach at night, ITT Tech, right? It's funny, the excuses I hear, and people are like, wow, Mr. Miller, I didn't get a chance to do my work, and, you know, it's all kinds of excuses. And I listen to them, I'm like, so you chose to play video games instead of doing the work that could get you a job. Okay, I understand. That's your choice. And I've seen those same guys when it's time for graduation, like, man, can you help me get a job? I'm like, I can't. I can't even give you a recommendation because of your choices. Now, the kids and adults who chose to do their work, and I saw them, how hard they work, I can work with those guys, and I recommend it. I help them out as much as I can. But the other guys, I can't help you. That was your choice. And God gives us fair warning before we make each and every one of our choices. He always says, hey, there's always a way out. Maybe some people in here, but I've never had a gun to my head saying, you got to sin, or I'm going to kill you. Anybody in here ever had that happen? No. And for the slight few percentage of that, for people that happens to, I'm sorry, but for the most of you guys, no. So every single time, there's always a way out. God always provides a way out. And the choice is always clear. It's like, you know what, I could do this or I could do that. You guys know. You can try to fool yourself, but honestly, who are you going to really fool when it comes down to judgment? Nobody. Everything's laid wide out in the open. So although you're young, that doesn't excuse you from being able to make wise decisions. Like I said, I know a lot of you guys have made decisions now to do things that you probably shouldn't have done. And it's like, you know what, you can continue doing them or you can stop. I'll give you some personal examples. I had a young cousin, you know, I watched her grow up. So I'm looking on Facebook about a week or two ago. She's 15, you know, she has her little baby bump. She's all proud of, and everybody's sending out, oh, girl, what is it going to be, a boy, girl? And she's all proud and stuff. I'm thinking, wow, you're a mother at 15. Like, do you realize what you've done to your future, how hard you made it for yourself? And the little people you're impressing right now, yeah, it seems cool. And you'll get your little tattoos and stuff, and you fitting in, but why your life's going to be hard 10 years from now? It's going to be really hard. That's a choice she made. 3 weeks ago, and I love him, my little brother decided to go hang out in the wrong side of town. So I'm getting off work. I get a call. Man, your brother been shot. And I was just like, it hurt me because, like, man, I've been telling you, man, the choices you make make a difference. And he was like, well, you know, he's all right, thanks to God. But while he was in the hospital, we didn't know if he was going to make it or not. And it's like, those choices, man, this is one of your choices. This is why when people tell you, man, you need to start listening, man, to those people, those old, wise Christian brothers and sisters. They know what they're talking about. We're trying to keep you guys from making some of the same mistakes that we've made or seen other people make. Amen. And God uses us to talk to you guys. So when you end up in a situation, you can't blame anybody. Like I said, if you have C's and D's in your report card, you can't blame your mom and daddy. What have you done about it? If you got a bad relationship, I can't stand my mama. Do you listen to her? Do you respect her? Do you obey her? When you choose to talk back and snap your neck, what do you expect? Kids in here, raise your hand if you buy your own underwear. Nobody in here buys their own underwear. So hey, check this out. So every time you choose to talk crazy to the person who's buying your undergarments, how do you think God's looking at you? Now you gotta think about that. You can't even buy your own socks. Come on, man. So there's people out there like us who go to work just so we can take care of you guys to get talked crazy to. That's a choice. So for all the adults in here, you know what happens sometimes when you guys get older, you be at your job. Sometimes your managers, bosses, directors, or you know what I'm saying, whoever it is, they will talk crazy to you. But you have to make a choice to be quiet because you have other responsibilities. They have people they care about. It's like, you know what? I got to buy this little crazy girl some underwear at the house. The one who talked crazy to me this morning, and you talking crazy to me now. I have to make the choice to be silent. Like Paul said, if you pay attention to that scripture, let's look deeper. Because we looked at Lil Wayne still, let's look deeper. So one of the things that Paul said was, you know, no matter what state he was in, whether he was poor or rich, he was able to be content. If you pay attention to that verse, he says, I learned, I'm instructed. So Paul had to learn to become that way. It wasn't always natural. So a lot of you younger kids and older kids and adults as well, it's like, you know what, all right. There's a place that I'm at right now, but there's a place I can get to. But you have to make the choice, like, you know what, I want to be here. I'm not going to stay right here. And nobody can make that choice for you. On judgment, who's going to stand with you? Nobody. When it's time for me to be judged, it's not going to be any of you people here. It's going to be just me. When Bill's turn, it's going to be him by himself. And what am I going to do, try to fool God? God already read your heart. It's like, wow, yeah. For the ladies, yeah, I did choose to mess around that boy. The fellas, I did choose to mess around with that girl. my adults. I did choose to lie on my taxes for the older people. Yeah, I did lie about their retirement stuff. Once again, all our choices. These are all our choices. And God's going to hold us accountable for every single one of them because we always have a choice to do the right thing. Anybody, when you're driving, when you see that yellow light, you got a choice to stop or a choice to run it. That's your choice. So it's funny, you look at some of these accidents people had, it's like a horrible accident, but it's like, I wonder, like, what choice did they make? I'm right there with you. When you guys see that needle on the speedometer at 55, and you decide, you know what, I'm going for it. And you start pushing that gas, that's your choice. Once again, these are all choices we're making. And is God going to feel bad for any one of them? No, he's not. You know why? Because what was one of the choices he decided to do for us? Send his son. He chose, you know what, although these people do not deserve any more help from me, I'm going to try again. I'm going to try to give them the best that I can give them. I'm going to give them my son. He chose that. He made a good choice for each and every one of us. But what do we do with our choices? I'm choosing to ignore your sacrifice, God, because I gotta live my life. Amen. That's your choice. Those are your words. You might not say them in that exact form and fashion, but those are your words. Like I said, and youth does not excuse you. Because like I said, a lot of the brothers and sisters, a lot of choices we made while we were young have made our lives and the way we have to work and the things we have to scrape to get by and the stress, family pressures, all that happened because of choices we made at you guys' age. I'm not lying. And everybody's not going to talk about everything because it's not appropriate, but it's like, man, why do mom and daddy live in different places? Mom and daddy probably shouldn't have been together in the first place. I'm gonna be honest. I say, I look at the young sisters and brothers. How many people in here got mothers and daddies in the home? There ain't a whole lot of hands. So think about that. A lot of choices that were made. I know some stuff's uncomfortable to talk about, but you got to think about it. A lot of choices that were made at your age are the reason why things are so tough. They are tough now, for your parents, even for you. I grew up, you know, with a split home. It's like, what happened? I was talking to my fiance. My grandmother and grandfather stayed in separate rooms my whole life. I had to grow up with them. So look at this chain of events. I had to grow up with my grandparents. That lets you know that somebody made a bad choice somewhere because I'm living with my grandparents. I'm supposed to be with my mom and daddy now. So I'm living with grandparents, so the choice was made somewhere. I don't know about it. Something happened. So then while I was living there, they had separate rooms. So another choice, something else happened. Somebody made some other bad choices. and neither one of them had no physical, medical condition, nothing. It was just something that happened. And now I look at my past, and I'm wondering, like, wow, what did you guys, when that opportunity presented itself, what did you choose to do? So next time when you guys go home, and your mom's telling you to do something, your dad's telling you to do something. Remember, you don't buy your own underwear. And they're choosing to clothe you. And the next time they say, hey, you know what? We ought to pray and give God some praise. And you keep your eyes open and look around at everybody praying, laughing and snickering. Think about what you're telling God. You're choosing, like, God, I don't need you right now. So when God chooses to help Brother David instead of this brother over here, don't be mad. It's like, wow, his family seems to be all right, and God's blessing him. Or this, she's doing all right, A plus on that test, she's going to this college and this, that, and the other. Man, yeah, God's probably with that person. But because of your own choices, you chose to step back to God from God. God's always open. God stays. He's like, you know what? You know, I love you, but if you step away from me, if it's your choice, what can I do? Questions? Comments? I'm a teacher. I answer them. Mid conversation. Doesn't matter. I want you guys to learn. Like I said, we're not doing this stuff for fun. Like I said, every brother comes before you. For the most part, you know, some people get paid a little bit because that's all they got to go off of. But for the most part, we do it out of a choice. She's like, you know what, God? You gave me a new life. You gave me an eternal home. So I'm choosing to show you love by helping the rest of my brothers and sisters out in Christ. Amen. It's not because we're doing this for show. Not the real ones of us. We do it because we love God and we love you. That's our choice. That's our reasonable service. So for you younger people, it's like, you know what, you might not have no money to help out in the congregation. You might not be old enough to serve on the table, but you can tell your friends about Jesus and why you don't do certain things. But yeah, Lil Wayne, he's a smart guy, but I don't really listen to him because, you know what, that guy's not somebody that God would probably want me to listen to because he kind of disrespects, you know what I'm saying, everything I represent. Nicki Minaj, you know, her little pink chicken wing on her necklace, you guys know what I'm talking about, her little album covers, the ladies know what I'm talking about. It's like, you know what? This girl talks so filthy. She didn't represent a woman of God. It's like, you know what? I know who she is. I'm not gonna just disrespect her, but she didn't have anything for me. That's your choice. So when your friends see that, they're like, wow, you really serious about this guy thing, huh? He's like, yeah, I try my best. I got one of my buddies, he's in the back, on the back row. We grew up in a doing some crazy things. He understands that transition we went through. At one time, we were seeking to live this lifestyle, to be these guys that we looked up to, and that was our choice. But I said, now, you know what I'm saying, we look back and it's like, wow, those are some bad decisions. But you know what? God gives you a chance to change that stuff around. That's what he does. Anybody remember Samson? Story of Samson. Who was Samson? Strongest man in the world. You know, strongest man. How many chances did that guy have to mess up? Plenty. Samson did all kinds of stuff. He's dating the wrong girls, hanging out the wrong people. But you know what? It was that final choice that he made to tell God. I was like, you know what? You're not supposed to tell your secret about your hair, man. Your hair is what gives you strength. He played along with it. He toyed with it. But one day he decided, you know what? I'm making a choice. I'm going to tell my secret because I love this woman so much. This woman, he told me not to be with her in the first place, but I love her so much. He told his secret. And what happened? They gouged his eyes out, y'all. They captured him. They gouged his eyes out. You know what that means? Somebody took a knife and popped his eyes out. This is one of God's champions. This guy was beating whole armies. So he chose to tell one little secret, and he lost it all. But what did God do for him? God forgave him. You know why? God gave him his strength back at the end. But what did it cost him? It cost him his life. So for you guys, we talked about in the Family Feud, you know, child support, pregnancy, and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's like, you know what? People make mistakes, and God will welcome you back. But a lot of times, that burden you got to carry after that is hard. It's hard. I see a lot of my ITT students. Everybody's not young. Most of the people I teach are older than me. And I look at them, and a lot of them talk to me, they're like, yeah, I made some bad decisions in life. And I see them, and they're worn down, they're beat out because they're having to work all these jobs, try to take care of families because of the choices they made while they were younger. And I feel for them because it's like, man, wow, you're 40 years old, you can talk by a young guy. And I'm happy that they're there, and I'm glad that they got another chance, but it's like, man, what kind of burden is that they got to carry now? So although you might be like, you know what, I made this bad mistake, but I'm all right. You might get your tattoo in your neck, but now you got to work these types of jobs. You know, God still loves you, but you got to answer for that choice. So think about those things. I know it's a wide message. You know, it's not narrow focus. I want you to give you guys a wide range of decisions and choices that people have made and the consequences. Now, I think I know the best decision I ever made was to become a Christian, because at that point, I recognize that, you know what, I have direction now. I'm not just floating around out here. So for you young people who aren't Christians yet, haven't been baptized, and for you guys who are baptized but don't really understand what you're doing, it's time to take notice. It's time to make good choices, responsible choices that will give God honor and give God glory, because that's why we're all here, right? We're not here to hear ourselves talk, because I know I don't like public speaking. I do it because, you know what, I owe God one. I'm not going to say, nah, I can't do that. I owe God. Well, gonna give me a place in heaven? Tell me I can't talk in front of God, whatever. Whatever you need me to do, man. Okay, I'm there. That's the least I can do, because I can't pay for my soul. I don't know how much it costs, you know. So, like I said, this is my honorable service. And for you guys, making those good choices, that's your reasonable service. That's the least you can do for God, to show that you care and show that you love him. And if there's no questions, that's all I got for you guys this morning. I'm glad you guys came out. And I'm going to hand it back over to Brother Love. Thank you.